There's a picture.
Hello, everybody. This is Eliza and
Annika
with Confessions of a Freak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yay!
We were having every technical difficulty just now.
Yep, pretty much everything that could go wrong.
We're good.
Going wrong.
Yeah.
No, but this is perfect because our theme tonight is actually rage. Just rage in general.
Mm-hmm.
And right before coming on, we were talking about how we're quite at peace right now.
I guess actually. Not anymore.
Yeah, so this is good because now we're like in the mood for actually raging, which is what tonight is all about.
So true.
Wait,
did you do the whole station ID or did I just black out?
I think I did.
Ignore me. It's fine.
Blacking out on WMFO.
That's actually related to our first song. Oh, I don't even know. Is
Beautiful
this going
segue.
Against the code? I don't even know. Whatever. First song we have for you this evening is by one of my favorite artists. Miss Mitski.
I thought you were going to say her name wrong. Be like, Mistki.
This is Drunk Walk Home.
Tired of your money.
All right, that was... What was the name of it?
Drunk 2 by Mannequin Pussy.
It disappeared from the queue right as I was getting ready to read off the name.
And this that is was why we have Spinatron, picks, man.
So. Oh, I literally... You're so right. It's on the computer directly next to my face. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Well, Annika was there to save the day.
I'm making a heart sign. You can't see.
I can confirm.
Yeah. Well, those last two songs were my picks. We're not allowed to talk about these things on air. But anyways, yeah, I was like, interesting. Sorry, there's a chainsaw outside.
Oh my god,
right
this happened
now.
Last time too. Why is...
There's a lot of chainsawing that happens at like 10:13 in the evening.
Right outside the WMFO Tufts. Studio for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
I was like, why does rage have to do with drunkenness? Does this lead into our PSA?
Maybe it does. Take us away.
This is the Don't Drink and Drive PSA, for your information. If you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Ellipses. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was very concise.
I was just about to say that.
That's like
a lot
not even a PSA.
That was... What kind of a PSA is this anyway? Do better.
I want more out of my PSAs. It's an important message, though. It doesn't need more.
I want it to take me on a journey.
Where's the narrative arc? It's missing.
Where's the character development?
Flat characters only
flat
in
characters.
There.
Literally.
Anyways, what's up next, Eliza?
All right, next up we have a pick of mine. This is Bull in the Heather by Sonic Youth. I don't remember where, when, how I found this song, but it's a banger, and it's a good rage banger as well. So I hope you guys all enjoy it as much as me. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was Bull in the Heather by Sonic Youth, followed by Army of Me by Bjork, or as we affectionately call her, Bjork. Anyway.
We just went on such a rabbit hole while the music was playing.
Yeah, truly. You guys have no idea what happens behind the mic.
I was like, oh my god, is this the Bjork song where the music video is based on Hedgehog in the Fog, which is like this 1970s, I think, like, or I don't know. It was this like Soviet Russian animation about this hedgehog. I don't know. It's great. Wrong song though.
Tragic. But it was Bjork?
It was Bjork.
Okay. Still counts.
And then, well, actually, should I even plug this? This is what our next song is. I was making Eliza watch a clip from The Regular Show.
Against my will, I was made to watch a clip from The Regular Show.
I didn't even really watch that, but it was really relevant.
I mean, you just pulled the reference off, like, out of nowhere. What did I even say?
You were talking about Weezer, and I was like,
let's listen to Weezer. Annika was sent into a flurry of memories, and...
Yeah. I was, like, blinded momentarily. Like, I just saw white, and...
And Rivers Cuomo is, like, floating across my vision.
There are really 10 Rivers Cuomos, like, in a circle above my head.
I know his first name is Rivers, plural, but I like the idea Rivers of, like, when you pluralize someone's name, like, pluralizing both the first and last name.
Rivers Cuomos.
Rivers is Cuomos.
I like that.
Just something to think about.
And maybe we can let them think about that over the music. Oh, also, he's such a bad idea. Person.
Rivers Cuomo?
Rivers is Cuomo.
Rivers is Cuomo's this?
He, oh my god, I forget what song this was, but after, there's this whole, I don't know if you want to hear this.
No, I'm curious.
Too
now.
Bad.
I've been pulled in.
So after Elliot Smith died.
It all comes back to Elliot Smith.
So, yeah, Rivers Cuomo was really into Elliot Smith's then girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And he wrote this whole song about her being like, I wish I could be with you, but it's inappropriate because you're grieving so hard. I want you so bad.
That rocks.
But it's just like really icky.
Yeah.
He's bad.
He's weird.
He's a weird guy.
But he makes some bangers. He makes some good rage bangers.
I enjoy some of the songs. I'll say it. Am I proud of it? No.
Do I cry about it a little bit every day? Maybe.
Maybe we should just get into the music. Yeah. I can't keep doing this.
Okay, next up we have Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Flip on the telly, wrestle. telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot, it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away, far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking earthquake and kiwi. In minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index, and your thumb. It's a semi.
All right, that was Say It Ain't So by Weezer, followed by Harness Your Hopes - B-Side by Pavement.
You really do sound like Mordecai when you say Weezer.
Just when I say just exclusively Weezer. The word Weezer, though. Weezer. I'm just like him for real.
Yeah, we're realizing we've played a lot of incel music, and it's time to move away.
Get back to our roots.
To redirect, move back into some female rage.
They really do it like no one else.
Who is... Wait, which they?
She really do it like just the general she. Any woman really do it like... mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
I see.
As I said.
You know who is a she that doesn't really...
Who is she?
Fiona Apple.
And what song might she have that's particularly rage-filled?
Regret.
All right, well, hey... Let's hear it. Let's get into it.
Do's remind me that we met. And there you got me, that's all you got me. You taught me to regret. Remember how I asked you, why are you so mean? You didn't know how to react to being seen. I tried to be your friend, you made me shame, soon getting mean. That's how you got me, you taught me to be mean.
Before I drink, and I'm so caught up in the news of who likes me and who hates you, and I'm so tired that I might quit my job, start a new life, and they'd all be so disappointed, cause who am I if not exploited? And I'm so sick of 17, where's my fucking teenage dream? If someone tells me one more time, enjoy your youth, I'm gonna cry, and I don't stick up for myself, I'm anxious and nothing can help, and I wish I'd done this before, and I wish people liked me more. All I did was try my best, it's the kind of things I get, I'm relentlessly upset.
here. I feel like no one wants me, and I hate the way I'm perceived. I only have two real friends, and lately I'm a nervous wreck. Cause I love people I don't like, and I hate every song I write. And I'm not cool, and I'm not smart, and I can't even parallel park. All I did was try my best. Brutal out here. Just having a really good time. Got a broken ego, broken heart. God,
all right, that was Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo. Any commentary to the selector?
I feel like so many songs off of Sour would fit really well in the Rage playlist.
But, oh, for sure.
You know, we only have an hour tonight. We had to pick one. So I felt like Brutal would have to be my Rage song.
I feel like that's Sour. That's a pretty quintessential Rage song, yeah, yeah. I must say.
Also, like, I saw some, like, debate on TikTok, I said in shame, of, like, people being like, that's not real punk music, like,
oh,
what is she
up.
Doing? And then this guy was like, you don't understand punk, Olivia Rodrigo does, like, the way she, like, she keeps it short, and she has, like, a catchy hook, and it's, like, aggressive, it's, like, quintessential, yeah.
She's redefining punk. So be it.
Deal
I like
with
it. So what? Olivia Rodrigo's queen of punk.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Love her.
And you know what? After Olivia Rodrigo, there's only like one logical follow-up, and that is, of course, Death Grips.
Wait, before you play it, you need to confess to...
Okay. Here's my confession of a freak. I think it was like right before winter break. I don't know. I was going through some final season turmoil. I was just stressed out, losing my mind a bit. And when I'm in that sort of mood, I feel like I just like need to listen to very specific music. And for some reason, what was hitting the spot was like old Taylor Swift, like Teardrops on My Guitar era Taylor Swift, and but also Death Grips. Like, they were both just like really satisfying something in me, and I didn't want to listen to anything else. So I made a playlist. It's just Death Grips and Taylor Swift. If you want to give it a listen, it's public on my account. Eliza Whalen, ELIZAWHALN. That's my plug for tonight on Spotify. Yeah, check it out. While we're at it, would you like to to plug any music platforms, Annika?
Sure. My Spotify is... ANNEKECAMILLE.
There you go.
That sounds like
that's
a song.
Like a nice little nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
We all learned that as children.
I think it was last semester, we plugged our Spotify's, like, we thought it would do something.
Yeah, no.
And on Shoutcast, it's like 10 listeners or something.
Well, you know what? This time, like, there's the incentive to go find the Taylor Swift Death Grips playlist.
Go look.
You know, if people could downvote Spotify playlists, I feel like that one wouldn't be doing too hot.
Aww.
No. Go show some love, guys. Give it a
like. I would upvote it just for you.
So sweet. Thank you. All right. Anyway, yeah. Next up, we have Death Grips. This song is called You Might Think He Loves You For Your Money, But I Know What He Really Loves You For. It's your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. And it's a banger.
Very concise title.
Yeah, really. Keeping it short and sweet. All right, here we go. Hope you guys enjoy.
Get your fucking dog in here! Go, fucking partner! Trying to process! You! Trying to process! Kill a drum broke! Hard shit! Fuck I said, fuck it, don't stop shit! Yeah.
Yeah. come fuck a pardon here.
I hover above you, like put out your mouth. I become you, opening of the mouth. Unlawful possession, jellyfish and goes right deep in. Hollow shroud, tense disconnection. Your blood swell, my interest. Hijack, no questions asked. Stretch you out like latex mask. My scissors rope and tear. Come, fuck, pardon me. Come, fuck a pardon here.
I'm not you. Still, you wear it well. Mademoiselle, here's to your destiny. Hysteric spring mail. Don't worry, interview. You'll all be somewhere else. Prepare yourself, freelance motherfucker!
Get so fucking dark in here. Come, fuck a pardon here. Dino process, you, Dino process. Kill a drum, go hard shit. Fuck, I said, fuck, I don't start shit. Emerald tablet apartment, toxic. Come, fuck a pardon here.
With you, boy, can we just rub it out? I don't want no savvy with you. You know you my plug, and I can't shake this habit. No,
I've been out, baby. Heavy reminiscing, heavy on the missing. You wish it was different.
wonder if I hate you. Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you, shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. Used to be too solid till you scrambled me. Used to be your rider, you meant to handle me. Used to be non-violent till you ambush me. Now I'm at your violent with you. Now I'm at your silent treatment. That mean no permission. Missionary getting boring, can you switch positions? Hard to say your soul, you don't ever listen. No, no. Popping out, baby. Heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing. You wish it was different than what it was. Oh, yeah. Wonder if I hate you. Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you.
Fuck you.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this.
All right, that was just quite a plethora. We had O for real, but OHFR? Is how it's spelled out. by Rico Nasty, followed by I Hate You by SZA, then Hundegala Ching by Peace, and just now was Athaf Agogo by Machine Girl. First two were Anika's. Do you have anything?
No.
Any commentary?
Not really. I mean, I was saying I feel like listening to Rico Nasty makes me want to bite people.
And you know what? You're, like, right. Definitely. I don't listen to a lot of Rico Nasty, but after that, feeling an urge.
I'm feeling unsafe in this studio.
Who's feeling bitey in the studio tonight?
Anything you want to share?
Yeah, I'll say Peace. They're a German punk band I've played on here multiple times. Oh my god, I love them so much. Go to Rage band, specifically this one album they put out in 2016 called Kohlruben Winter, which I think translates to Cabbage Winter. It's just like all the better, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a really big fan of them and would recommend checking them out. And I don't listen to a lot of Machine Girl, honestly, but that song goes hard, so would recommend. All right, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Eliza and
Annika,
and we are Confessions of a Freak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much for raging with us tonight. You know, I really do feel more angry. As Annika said, unpleasant, even.
Yeah, we're not palatable.
We're getting real unpalatable in the studio tonight.
We might not even finish this next song, but to close out the night, this is Dying Alone by American Pets.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Good night, freaks.
Good night, freaks.
Outside a bar, smoke cigarettes, take a deep breath. I'm not a fan of small talk, but I'll partake.